joined today by Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, doing the same thing I'm doing, a coughing and sneezing. And,
yeah.
Welcome to the crowd.
Yes.
Oh, we got a lot of it going on, too. Bill, we are basically moving into the transition time for the city. We've got a lot of work that's been going on, but I know from the last council meeting, one of the things you did do was give the council a little update on their goals, and you set goals. Council actually goes through a goal-setting process late in the calendar year, and it's for the next fiscal year. So right now, we're really just about the first quarter of the year into it. So what's progressing? What's going on? And you do have some carryover. I told people that, especially
the
COVID.
So the process actually starts in December, and so, for example, in December of 23, they would have met, or we met, and they figured out what their goals were going to be, and then those goals actually start that following July. Mm-hmm. So it'd be in July. If it's December 22, it'd be July 23, which is actually fiscal year 24, which is what we're in, and the goals. So I try to give them an update on those every quarter. The number one thing always is, and it still is for fiscal year 24, is demolition and abatement. And we actually are ready to take down two buildings in our demolition program. The Pizza Hut, which was going to be, I think, on the 17th of September, remember correctly, and had to be delayed till October 1st. So that's going to happen here actually this weekend. And then we're taking the Scout Cabin down in Mecos Park. So those, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be down, and then we just obtained a couple of properties through the courts that we're going to be taking down in the coming months as well.
So all part of that, again, cleaning it up, working with, and in some cases, the case on Pizza Hut, have a working arrangement to get a new building put in there.
Right.
So
right.
That's part of, and again, that's available for just about any property owner. If they want to build a new home, want to tear down an old one, build a new home, they could work out arrangements with the city on that.
They can. It's our 75-25 demo program, and if the structure that needs to come down fits our needs, the city's as well, and it's determined to be condemnable, then we'll certainly work with them on that. And then there has to be some follow-up, you know, by the owner of the land on what they're going to do and if that fits the city's needs as well.
And for people that wonder, yes, there is another one, Ringgold. Out on Ringgold, you worked with the people that have acquired the property out there.
Yes, perfect example, Jim.
Again, and they got some grant money, and they're getting ready to put in some housing up there.
They did. That's a good example, and that property has been cleaned up now for the most part, and they're going to be starting that project of 4 or 8 townhomes, 4 buildings, 8 townhomes, duplexes. So that's a good example of our demo program, and credit to the developers on investing the money and back into the property with that project. And you're right, they did get some workforce tax credits that will help them as well.
I think did work with Ames Economic Development on those, I believe they did too.
Yeah, I think Ames EDC is the one that worked with them and put in the application to the state, and it was successful.
So, and they've done a few others too. So.
Yeah.
Big one will be coming up. I know that's going to be Cating Properties, Cating and the Cates Landing, they call it.
Yes.
Council did get to do the site plan on that, and still a pretty substantial project to be moving forward with, and moving along fairly quickly.
It is. And so at the last council meeting, I believe we passed and adopted the ordinance that allowed us to work with them on this project. On that specific 15 acres that the city currently owns, but is under purchase agreement with Cating. Mm-hmm. We hope to close on that here in the coming weeks and continue to move forward with on that. It's kind of in conjunction a little bit. We're doing the South Marion and West Park project, as you know, and they're working on the infrastructure now. And there's an infrastructure that relates to the Cating project, Cates Landing project, that needed to be done, you know, before that we lay new concrete so we don't bust up new concrete. So some of it's kind of intertwining. And
it's all timing. Related.
This really has been a timing thing with that project, and then with what we're doing out there on the 15 acres. So,
I know the that part of it. And again, that was one of those you had looked at possibilities for that, especially when the city decided, go ahead, we're going to pave West Park, we're going to pave South Mary. And for people that are wondering, you kind of saved up money for that too. So this is one of those where you didn't have to bond for anything.
We didn't have to bond, and we didn't have to do any street assessments on it for the property owners out there. We have the money in the bank with between what we have and then what we get with the money with the state. And so, you know, we're good financially there as far as finishing the project. The bids came in really well, as we've talked about before. And, you know, I think they're just, from talking with Waylon, they're just finishing up the infrastructure out there. And there are some challenges out there with right-of-way and things like that that took a little bit more time and things like that. But I think most things are all worked out, and we hope that paving will begin here in the next couple of weeks.
Haven't heard too much of the property owners. I know the big thing for them was you were trying to stage, the contractor was trying to stage work so that they wouldn't interfere with them being able to get in and out.
But right.
There is going to be some inconvenience.
There is. Obviously, with any project, there's inconvenience. But the homeowners out there, the property owners, have been good to work with. I think we have a good plan. And it just took a little time because of some of the things we're doing out there to inconvenience them as little as possible. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to see that project completed. And I think when that project's completed, we're going to see some other good things happen out there.
It does open up that area for additional development. And you've already had people. The property owner to the south has already annexed, voluntarily annexed property into the city to go ahead with this, too.
Right.
Storm sewer work, the big one that was going in there, that was a big chunk. So.
Right.
Speaking of housing projects, I see information's coming out from Villas at Fox Point. People, if you're interested in finding out more about what's available there, and that's a little different setting because that's a little more low to moderate income.
It is. They're making really good progress out there with they've started on the family side, and I know they're doing some dirt work and I think infrastructure on the senior side as well. I know the city signed off on the permit for the senior project, so we know that that's been approved. The site plan's been approved, and they're starting working on that as well. Contractors out there working on the weekends, on Sundays and everything. I mean, they're really going to town out there.
They're moving along pretty fast.
And we're starting to see the results.
And with weather conditions the way they've been, that certainly did allow them to make pretty good progress on that. So those are just some of the housing things that are going on. That's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. We have other things you're working on. Well, I know downtown, I know we've got a couple of businesses that have done the downtown incentive, but we've got a couple others that are pursuing some CAT grants through the state as well, waiting to hear from those, I think.
Right. And I think hopefully we'll hear pretty soon on the CAT grant for the building across the street from City Hall. Well, the owners of Tin Pig from Perry.
Yeah.
We call it the Tin Pig. We don't know that that's going to be the name of it, but it's just easy to refer to that, and we're waiting to hear on that. I hope to have some good news really shortly on that Catalyst grant of up to $100,000, which will help them with I think the roof and some things on that building that need to be done.
Yep, and still watching the one right next door to us over here that's still progressing. I think they're doing a lot of inside work on it right now.
They are. In fact, we're trying to, there should be in the next few days, hopefully, or a week, an initial walkthrough by the city and the state to see the progress on that.
That'll be good.
Yes.
So a lot of it has been going on. And some of this ties in with some of the things that were going on with Main Street. I know you've always supported that effort to get not only the city being publicly involved with it, but the private sector.
Right.
Because it makes it a lot easier when you're working together in the same direction.
It does. And the building just across south of your station here is a good example in that. And I'm hoping that once we hear the results of the application on the one across from City Hall, that'll be another great project.
So we keep working away at it, too. So what other things have been happening for you?
Well, we've started the bargaining process with the Public Works and the Fire Union. We are doing our required meetings that we're supposed to, and then we'll really get into the meat of it, and we'll see how that goes. I look forward to working with both unions. They're really good. we have good meetings, and it's a really good process.
It's been productive. We used to have all three of them together, but the police department kind of cycled to a little different
they did. Time frame. Yeah, so fire and public works this year, and then next fall, it'll mm-hmm. be the PD.
PD back in again.
Right.
I know. I got to go back and ask you. As long as we're talking about roads and things,
sure.
Hancock Drive, and I know the council did give you permission to open it if things were completed to your satisfaction, and I know part of it is Waylon goes out and looks at it, goes, I'm not satisfied, so that means you're not satisfied.
Right, and there are a couple panels on the road that need to be replaced, and that's been done. And the lights are the street lights. That's one of my big thing before this is going to open. We're going to make sure we have street lights out there, and then those panels need to be replaced, and they have been. So Waylon was satisfied to move forward on his inspection of it. So we opened it. I think it was Monday afternoon.
Okay.
So it's been open since then. I actually went out and looked at it yesterday morning, and I was satisfied as well. So. It's been open. We haven't officially accepted it yet. As you know, that's a process that goes through council.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Danberg with SEH is working with the contractor on the punch list. There's still some punch list items, but it wasn't enough to keep the road closed. So they'll continue to work on those, and then once those are done, the city will actually go through the formal process of accepting the road. And that'll be done at a council meeting.
Okay. I think at least from the school district side, they had to find get the legal description and stuff to pass it on to you. So
right.
It'll be happening, folks. The other part, of course, people have talked about is the reduction in the speed limit on Corporal Snedden Drive.
Yes.
Which was public safety actually brought that forward. I think Chief Weibold mm-hmm. had concerns about what kind of impact traffic offloading off that road out on Corporal Snedden
right.
Drive, what would that kind of impact that's going to have?
Right, and I had a conversation with the chief yesterday morning with the road being open and everything, and they're going to he's going to look at it, and his guys will patrol it and see where it's at. I think there obviously is going to be a lot more increased traffic, not only school traffic, but I think people that live in that area out there, you know, at South Jackson
sure.
and Hancock. You know, in that area, they may use that as a way to get to work rather than backtracking and things like that. So we think the traffic out there is going to be heavy. So we'll keep an eye on it. You know, safety is the number one thing, and we felt it was appropriate to reduce it from 55 to 40, from basically where
yeah.
the National Guard is south to Airport. It's not that far of a distance. If you're going 40 compared to 55, what, you delay your trip maybe 30 seconds, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but something along those lines. And so John will look at it. We think that's the right thing to do. And so, you know, there'll be events at that school, not only during the school day, right, but there'll be events at night and, mm-hmm. and when it's dark. And so we think that's an appropriate speed.
And I know one of the other things the chief had recommended, besides the four-way stop like at Hancock and South Lynn,
yes.
Was at first, where the middle school entrance is at first.
Right.
And is that Delaware?
Delaware.
Yeah,
yes.
First in Delaware. So that's all up four-way stop right now. People,
right.
And I know it takes a little while for people to become accustomed to it. But
right, and you'll see those stop signs in the middle of the road that we placed there.
Still put them out.
They're still there as of now. Just reminds people, hey, it is a stop sign. They have the four, you know, the stop signs off the right-of-way, mm-hmm. but... just to get people used to it. You know, it's new, obviously, and so we want to make sure everybody's safe.
Okay. Did want to go back to the demolition coming up for the Scout Cabin. People are going to wonder about that. This is really a discussion that's gone on with the Parks Department. They've been heavily involved, and it's not really usable for the public anymore.
Right. I think the Mike and the Park Board decided, you know, that it needed to come down, and you know, we have a demolition budget, and it's city property, so it made sense for us to help them with the cost of that. You know, I have that budget, so we'll pay for that out of the demolition budget and not the park budget,
yeah.
And I think it benefits the park, and they can, I think the slab is going to stay, so once it's down, Mike and his, you know, the park board can evaluate it and see what they want to mm-hmm. do with it.
want to go with it. But right. I know the question was, is it going to burn or is it going to be disassembled? And so that's one of those issues I think they still have. I don't know if they've made a decision yet on.
Yeah, no, it's going to be taken down by a demolisher.
Okay.
There'll be no fire there.
No fire.
I guess to clear that up.
Just, okay. All right. Let's see. Some of the other things that have been going on. I'm trying to remember back to the council meeting, some of the other things you brought forward. There were a couple of different things you mentioned. Well, yeah. Let's talk about the water bill issue and the software.
Okay.
If there's a problem that can come up with software, you guys found it.
Yeah, I think the system, once it's up and running, is going to be really good. But we have had some challenges with this. And as any project, you're going to have challenges. And we're working on it. We got the water bills out finally last week. And because of some incorrect, I think, disconnection notices that went out, that went out through the software that probably that shouldn't, and the utility billing is working with our third party CDS and Civic Plus, which is the vendor for the software. They're working on those issues, but I will tell you that because of that issue that happened in the month of September, there'll be no shutoffs.
Okay.
We're not going to take any chances of shutting someone off incorrectly. So basically, there's a free pass in September. We'll try to catch up in October. We just want to make sure we get it right.
Because, and for people that don't know, we do have a working arrangement with CDS because of their expertise, again, technically, of being able to distribute electronically billings and things like that. So the city's been working with them for a while.
Exactly now. Right. That agreement was in place prior to me coming over from the police department. When Luke was here, I believe he got that going. And so what you have is CDS's system, our new system, and that evidently they got to communicate, right?
And they're supposed to,
They're supposed to communicate, and there's been some issues with that and fixes and bugs and everything like that that need to be fixed. So we're continually working on it, and hopefully it'll get smoother here in the coming months.
I think so, because at least from what they tell me, at least in the water department part, they do like this software. They do like what it can do. Just a matter of getting it to communicate with everything.
So. Right. And some of the things that we have now working on, for example, of processing invoices. So far, that looks really good. It's saving me a lot of time doing it on the process and how it works and when they eventually get to me on those areas that I approve. Invoices, and I can see it's already saving me time, which I appreciate because I'll take all the time I can get. So. Yeah.
I know one of the things that came up earlier, you talked to the council about holding off, moving ahead with, they had said, go ahead and take a look at putting together a plan for a rec director. So,
right.
But they put that on hold. But I know one area where you really are going to be looking yet is IT.
Yes. We have an IT person that works for us part-time. As right now, after July 1st, it's a time and material.
Mm-hmm.
He does a really good job for us. And I think at some point the city may require more. I don't know when that is. I mean, well, quite frankly, it could be today. But with funding and things like that, we'll have to figure that out. So
I'm waiting to see how to fit that in.
I mean, IT is so important in any government now, whether it's state, federal, local. And you have to have the personnel. It's such a specialized area. You have to have the personnel available to do that, or it really causes problems for you. So we're working through some of those as well.
All right. Fire department, every time I drive by, I'm going, man, they're going fast.
They are. They're making progress. They started the outside brick part of it on the backside. It looks real good. And so what I look for is just steady progress, and I certainly see that.
And I do know Graybaugh's been doing it, but I mean, weather conditions certainly are not hindering. Once they got the bottom, the base, or the
soil issues.
The soil issues resolved, they were able to move along quickly
and
get that done. So, and for those that are wondering, once again, these are dollars that COVID dollars that were given to the city for use for public safety purposes, and this fit right into what you wanted to do.
Right, right.
So the building part is being paid for by that, and the truck by a FEMA grant. So.
Yes, and I know Justin's going down to Florida, I think,
one of these days
to to inspect it and everything, and then we'll get it here. So,
see what's happening there. Bill Scare has been a guest on our program today, and do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. More meetings here coming up in the month of October.
Yes.